Welcome to the May 22nd, 2013 Tacoma Landmarks and Preservation Commission meeting. First item on our agenda is roll call. Vice Chair Eckley, Commissioners Elquist, Rahe, Steele, and York, and ex officio Buffington and McClintock. I believe anybody out there? So, pardon? Oh, Chase. We have a change to the agenda. We wanted to add item 5C, discussion of a park name change. Do we call for approval?
I think we just wanted to notify people.
Okay. All right. Item 2 is consent agenda. Excusal of absences. Chair House and Commissioner Jensen have called in. All in favor of approval of the consent agenda, say aye.
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 Aye. All
right. Item 3, moving on. Street name change. Proposed to be renamed 800 block of North 13th. Proposed to be renamed Mr. Dahl Drive. So are there people here?
Is there anyone who wants to sit at the table, or you're invited? There are people here for the name change, but
okay.
I think we'll start with the staff report.
Okay, start with the staff report.
Okay. Renaming 800 block of North 13th to Mr. Dahl Drive, and this is findings and recommendations on the street name change. And I'll start with the background. The 800 block of North 13th Street is proposed to be renamed Mr. Dahl Drive to memorialize Robert Dahl, longtime principal at Lowell, who passed away in 2012. The affected stretch consists of a half block of isolated right-of-way. To the south, the right-of-way has been vacated and is occupied by Lowell Elementary Playground, and to the north, the street terminates at North Yakima. This request was researched and submitted by fifth grade students at Lowell Elementary on February 15, 2013, per City Council 38091 policy. The commission accepted the proposal for review on February 27th and conducted a public hearing to receive testimony on the proposal on April 10th. The commission also accepted written comments until May 10th, 2013. In order to cut down on paper waste, comments, maps, public hearing testimony are available on the CD enclosed in your packets, and you should have all received that. Hard copies of the comments, maps, public hearing testimony, and other comments are available as a hard copy tonight if you want to look at those. They were also posted online on the website. Standards, criteria for name changes are outlined in the city policy on place names and name changes adopted by City Council Resolution 38091. And for findings and recommendations, item 1, pursuant to Council Resolution 38091, the Landmarks Preservation Commission reviews and makes recommendations to City Council on name change requests, including streets. Item 2, a written request from Lowell Elementary 5th grade students was submitted to the Landmarks Preservation Commission on February 15, 2013, to change a portion of the street's name, including 14 pages of maps illustrating the affected area. Finding 3, on February 27th, the Landmarks Commission determined the proposal was complete and scheduled the public hearing. Finding 4, on April 10th, the Preservation Commission held a public hearing to take testimony on this item. Finding 5, all public hearing testimony, 4 speakers were supportive of the proposal. Item 6, summary of comments. 176 letters submitted are supportive of the proposal. 162 letters and 14 emails. 5 letters submitted are opposed to the proposal. There were 3 letters and 2 emails. 1 letter recommended the consideration of a commemorative or honorary road name to be shown on a sign under the existing North 13th sign, street sign, as noted below. Item 7. At the public hearing, the public comment period was extended an additional 30 days, which ended on May 10, 2013. Item 8, a letter dated May 10, 2013, submitted by Tacoma Fire Chief James P. Duggan, Dugan, does not object to the name change, but recommended that the city retain the existing street name and have a commemorative street sign installed below the official street sign. The letter noted the time and expense involved to update the emergency response tools, including the databases and electronic and paper maps to ensure prompt emergency response. Item 9, the following name change criteria was identified in consideration of the proposed name change. A, no existing buildings or facilities are named for Robert Dahl. However, there is one street in Tacoma called North Dahl Drive, which is similar to Mr. Dahl Drive. The students in favor of the name change acknowledged this in their testimony as part of their research and noted the distance of the two streets. This is also why they recommended Mr. Dahl Drive instead of Dahl Drive. And that's citation criterion 7.1. Item 9B, Mr. Dahl passed away in March 2012, and that's citation criterion 8.1. 9C, for reasons stated in the request letter, Mr. Dahl contributed greatly to the Lowell community. He was the beloved principal for 15 years. Contributed to the students' academic, physical, and emotional development. Many of the comments noted Robert Dahl's broad influence and impact on the community. Citation criterion 8.2. 9D, the section of North 13th Street to be renamed is not connected to any other part of North 13th Street. This section of North 13th is approximately one half block. It begins at Yakima Street and terminates at the vacated right-of-way, which is occupied by the Lowell Playground. Thus, the naming will not alter or disturb the existing street system or grid. And citation criterion 8.3a. 9e. The request has been circulated to affected departments, criterion 8.3b. Tacoma Fire Department requests retaining the street name and installing a commemorative street sign, Mr. Dahl Drive, mounted below the official street name, which is provided as an alternative in criterion 8.4b. 9F, all of the adjacent property is owned by Tacoma Public Schools and one private party. There is one street address, Lowell Elementary School, fronting the affected section of road, and the citation criterion 8.3c. Finding 10, based on the above, the name change meets the criteria in City Council Resolution 38091 for name changes. Action requested, the Commission may recommend the street name change request to the City Council. They may deny the request or defer it for additional information as needed.
Discussion or questions? Would anybody want to speak to this from the public?
Sure.
We received a lot of letters from mostly kids that either went to Lowell before Mr. Dahl passed away or are currently at Lowell, including myself and Scott. And, well, he died when we were in fourth grade, and everybody was in mourning because we all knew he was such a great guy. And he had a lot of effect on our previous years of school, such as helping us and doing a lot of things just to cheer up everybody and make everybody happy and be glad to come to school every day. So that's kind of some of the things he did. And then he would help the community. Other parts of the community by doing food drives for people that weren't as fortunate. And then in fourth grade, just before he died, we donated a whole bunch of socks to a community service, what was it called, Salvation Army. And a few people went there and donated a whole bunch of socks to people because so that's really what he did, as well as hosting parties for the community.
All right, thank you. Well, if there's no comments or questions, others, Entertain a motion.
I'd like to recommend that the Landmarks Preservation Commission adopt the analysis as findings and recommend to the City Council that the renaming of a portion of North 13th Street, including from the north, from the corner of Yakima Avenue and 13th Street to approximately a half block to be dead end, be named Mr. Dahl Drive.
Right. Motion by Commissioner York. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Steele. Discussion? All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All those opposed, say nay. All right, motion's carried.
City Council.
For your time, so.
As far as next steps, this has to go to a council committee, and we're not sure that's still being scheduled, and then it goes to council, or if it goes through the committee, the recommendation. So we'll keep Ms. Keene as a contact.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking this process.
They have a Rainier's game they have to go to tonight. We gotta get them.
They're playing in the rain.
Everything happens on the same night. You know? Thank you so much. If anybody would like to come and see their presentation board, it will be at Lowell on Wednesday the 29th for the whole process that the kids did.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item four, chair comments. I have none. So moving on to item five, board business and preservation planning. Item 5A, Prairie Line Trail, is Elliot Bennett here. Would you like to?
Yeah. I'm Elliot Bennett. Thank you very much for having me, Chair and members of the Commission. I'm also joined tonight by Elisa O'Hamlin, who's here to talk to you one aspect of the Prairie Line Trail.
I'm well, back up.
Has a way of stealing the show when she's back up. thank you very much for having me, and I'm here with a request of the Commission following up on my co-worker Diane Wyatt's presentation to this group in March. I know she walked you through the conceptual design of the Prairie Line Trail, so I'm not proposing to do that again tonight. You know, if anybody does want to ask questions or see a particular image, I've got a couple copies here. But really my purpose is to give you an update. Over the course of the last few months, we took the conceptual design of the Prairie Line Trail out on the road, including this commission and lots of other places, got all this great input. It's now been embodied and put into a final version of the conceptual design, and we're going to the City Council study session on June 4th. We're here to see if the Commission has an interest in providing a letter of support. I hope it's not presumptuous, but we took the liberty of putting some points together as a bullet list, which I think Tony has given to everybody.
Should not have one.
And I'll walk through that. First, let me just recognize the contributions that this commission has made through Dan Rahe as well as Ken House, who both were on our working stakeholder group to develop the Prairie Line Trail conceptual design. So thanks a lot for all that work. But you know, we know that this is a project in a corridor that's near and dear to people who are interested in the history of Tacoma. As you know, it's the original Transcontinental Railroad connection. I don't need to walk you through the basic facts of the history, because I expect that you're pretty familiar with them. But we want to just let the council know that turning this into a public space is something that's going to be probably the best way of recognizing that history and making it available to the people of Tacoma and future generations. Recognize that the stakeholder committee really took this seriously and made history and culture two out of the six goals that we were working towards in the design of the trail. And the primary opportunity, or the primary way that we did that, was by preserving the corridor and using the shape of the corridor itself as the framework, you know, as opposed to kind of erasing it or removing historic features that are still there. Those are going to remain in place to the extent that's feasible. And the basic, you know, shape and bulk of this rail corridor through downtown is what's going to shape the public space. The historic artifacts that are there, the rails, the doghouses, as we call them, which are those silver kind of huts, which I guess contain backup batteries, will remain in place. We have a couple of sections where we're constrained on space. We only have actually 20 feet to work with. In those sections, we are leaving the rails in place, but placing the trail on top of them, but pulling out or recognizing the line of the rails on the surface of the trail with a pavement pattern. So, you know, to the extent feasible, history is going to be part of this design. Also, recognize the opportunity to collaborate with public art. Arts Commission also had some representation on our steering committee and has been very supportive, and many people have been excited about the idea of using public art to help to tell the story and interpret the history. But that's something, so we've got that's the basic framework is preserving the corridor, leaving the features in place. Beyond that, what we're creating is a forum for ongoing installations that would help to do more to tell the story. Whether that would be some kind of signage that may go through the corridor, I know that was a question that this group asked when Diane was here. That may be part of it. The collaborations with the public art community, that also may be a part of it. But one of the points that we suggest you may want to make to the council is that once we have this corridor secured, we should continue to explore those opportunities and see the corridor develop and grow over the years and continue to be enhanced. So those are the core recommendations that we wanted to put in front of you as points to consider. But then also, there was a really interesting discussion that we as staff had with staff members from the Puyallup tribe recently. And that's where Elisa comes in. She's the city's liaison, government liaison to the Puyallup tribe. So she was helping to facilitate this discussion. And, the discussion really brought home for all of us that this ground is very important to the Puyallup tribe. It was their cultural center prior to 1873 when the rail came through. There were four villages, including one that was very close to the section of the Prairie Line Trail that's closest down to the water. So this is very important ground and has a lot of history for the Puyallup tribe. And so that struck us as staff as a real opportunity to work on that issue further as part of those ongoing enhancements. You may want to consider a recommendation to work with the tribe, work with the arts communities, and help to figure out how to tell that story. Look at it as an opportunity to perhaps heal some of the violent history, some of the difficult history in the early days of our city. So that's something that struck us as being very important. Do you want to talk to that at all, Elisa?
Well, I think you said what needs to be said. I really actually give credit to Elliot for asking me the question. He says, we're talking about incorporating history, the importance of the history in this, and he says, Puyallup tribe has a history here too. And so, to be quite frank, when we ask the question of their archaeological staff person, would you like to include the history? He says, we'd love to. How much do you really want to include? And we said, well, the truth. He says, it's not pretty. And we said, we realize that, extension of this line, while it ushered in an existence that we know today, it also ushered out a way of life for people that were already there. And so we, our conversation with Brandon at the tribe was, well, we would like to explore, granted that the council and the folks that have been involved in this project want to explore it, but our offer to him was that we will carry that message that if you want to explore how to incorporate the full story, we'll find a way to help open up those conversations so that it does acknowledge every new beginning is the end of another beginning.
And in talking with Ruben about this issue, it seemed like maybe a conversation could be had not only about the Prairie Line Trail, but just sort of a dialogue with the Puyallup Tribe on the staff level with this commission about the history, about how to sort of continue to integrate a sensitivity to it, to the work that you do here, and into other city processes as they come up and as we get a chance to. So I made the suggestion that might be a future conversation for this group to have.
If that is a place that folks want to investigate more, that's why I'm here, to say I can set up whatever conversations make sense for us to continue to explore how we would incorporate history of the Puyallup Tribe into the telling of this project.
So one of the last bullets on here is just urge the council to continue with the acquisition. There's a couple of points that you probably already understand from Diane's presentation. We don't yet own the land. We're still close to finalizing the initial donation from BNSF. But even when that is finalized, there's still some remainder parcels, including the section that probably seems to be getting the most interest and excitement, the one that's right down there by the United Way building, Tacoma Art Museum, that's getting almost down to the water. It's just a very, very exciting opportunity there, but that's yet to be acquired by the city. So that's another point that we thought we'd put before you. What questions can we answer? Or
So Elliot, what is the, what specifically is council taking up? Are they actually allocating monies for the purchase, or allocating monies for the development of the plan, or all of that, or more of that? What?
Sure. Thank you for that question. Yes, the particular step is to sort of bless the conceptual design, which is the basic approach to how this corridor is going to function. And once we get that green light from council, we would be moving into more schematic drawings, engineering, and so, but the big decision about how is this corridor going to function is what we're putting before them in June. Unfortunately, we don't have money for construction yet, but we're also going to be asking them for the green light to go out and try and get it. Funding is tight for construction, but this project has a lot of strengths that make it competitive when you go out for grant funding.
Thank you.
Just to back up to the conversation that I recall us having with Diane, I think in reference to how the kind of historical narrative could be incorporated in the trail, that a lot of what we talked about is how art could be used to tell that story, and so maybe when we're dealing with how we address native history, that we also consider that to be an opportunity for art rather than placards that may go unread because there is just a plaque along the way. And I think that that tailors in well with what UW Tacoma is also doing. I think that's a project of theirs, the Japanese school sculpture, which is being placed there to help be a place to tell that story. And I think that was I don't know if others feel the same way, but that was my recollection of how we discussed things with Diane. So I just wanted to make that clear.
Thank you.
I don't, unless others have other feelings, I don't think it's necessarily appropriate to be laying out a lot of written, in-depth placards along the way, but instead use art as moments to tell those kinds of stories.
Thank you for that comment.
I think the other important thing that we brought up was something that's a little bit more interactive as well, something that you can stop and actually participate in versus just looking at. when it comes to just the art and also the storytelling, the history of the trail. And then the other, I think it's increasingly important to tell that, again, that prehistory of Tacoma and, you know, sort of the history of the Gulf Tribe is something that I see as almost absolutely necessary. I think it's a great way to forge that relationship and rekindle that relationship with Gulf. And the other thing that I brought up with Diane, too, is just a general plan as far as upkeep goes. You know, I understand there's two phases. One phase would be more of a trail, the second phase would be more interactive. You have art, you have sign, you have landscape, you have all these different aspects, and at the end of the day, we still live in a city, and people don't always take care of things. Mm-hmm. So, the question is what is the plan of attack as far as upkeep, right? When we get to phase two, we've got this beautiful park in downtown that's a mile long, who's going to keep the trail up? So is that, you know, I remember hearing something about the Friends of the Prairie Line, sort of like the Friends of the High Line concept. Is that, you know, are we putting our bank on the fact that the community around us is going to take care of it, or is there some sort of, is it a city thing, whose responsibility is it to keep the thing upkept?
Thank you for that question. And I can say that everyone asks that, you know, everyone has an example in their head of projects that aren't maintained as well as they could have been. And, we don't honestly have a perfect answer for it at this point, but what you refer to with the idea of a friends group, that's definitely out there and may be formed in the future. But it's going to come down to, you know, public agency committing resources for maintenance. But that tough decision of saying yes, we're going to commit these dollars, nobody has stepped up and done that specifically yet. As we work out what is the maintenance budget actually going to be? Those conversations, you know, will have to happen.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks.
Well, so you need to...
You're asking the commission for a letter of support that goes to council.
Yes.
And that it be written and signed by our chair, who's and you need that next week. That is my understanding.
Ideally,
so
although...
you will incorporate these major points. That's what you're asking the commission?
Yes. It could also be the week after, but if we get it by next Wednesday, we can put it in the packet, and otherwise we can deliver it directly to the council.
And the commission won't meet till June 12th, so...
So now or never.
We'll give you a copy after the fact.
But it is to endorse the conceptual plan. Correct. I mean, we're still very early in the process, so what we're actually endorsing is conceptual.
It is. Right. I mean, it's the big, you know, the big strokes. How is it going to function? How is the space basically, essentially going to be allocated? But with the design details are not there.
I had a quick question about the recommendation to nominate the corridor as a Tacoma Historic Landscape.
Thank you.
I think that's great, but are we recommending that the council commission a nomination to be written, or what are we recommending being done with that? Because just putting it out there is a really great idea, but if we're going to recommend that, I would love to see it actually happen. So what language we can put in there? I don't know if everyone else feels
you
the same.
Know a little more?
It's just a concept at this stage. I mean, I think it would be in this commission's field of interest. It would have to be studied first. You know, how would it work? What would it mean? But I think I would say recommend exploration of the nomination. Or pursuing, recognizing it and protecting the corridor through an official historic designation. Something along those lines.
I think currently a good portion of it is already in the Union Station Warehouse District. If we check and there are going to be places outside, we could make that recommendation that the conservation district or the historic district be expanded to include the full length of line.
Right. And here's where I don't know if Tony can speak to it. Ruben could answer questions far better than I could on this point. But my understanding is that, you know, buildings and structures have a lot more protection in those districts than land, a landscape, features on the ground level have. So that's where the notion comes from, is that there's this idea of an historic landscape, which is different than a historic structure.
Okay.
Yeah, which would be an interesting concept for this, where you're talking about substantially altering the landscape anyway. And, I mean, not the tracks, but it's more of like a protected property than a landscape, it seems like.
This could be looked at, though, somewhere to the North Slope street nomination. That
right.
That if we were to nominate the sort of street, it doesn't necessarily mean that those things can't be modified, but that they would come under review before being given.
And what people did there, the cultural aspect of it, and the shape of it, topography, a lot of elements. So, and that's something that there would have to be research done.
Yeah. So maybe that would
articulate that.
Maybe it is more of an exploration at this point of what would it mean and how would it function.
If I could make just kind of a procedural recommendation, you know, what we might want to do, given the time crunch, assuming that the commission actually does want to support the conceptual design and so forth and send a letter, would be to sort of specify the general points to be made and then request staff to draft the letter and, you know, either circulate it by email to the commission, you know, and so forth. But I mean, rather than us sitting here trying to draft a letter in committee,
yeah.
Which would be very painful.
And that's why I tried to provide some of these bullets.
Yeah.
But
well, that might be something that could be formed into a motion. Is that where you're going to end with that? Okay. So, is there anyone willing to make?
But I can't make motions.
Right.
Somebody else has to do that.
Move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission direct city staff to compose a letter of support for the Prairie Line Trail project, specifically targeting the broad terms and conceptual design issues outlined in the information provided by Elliot. For a letter of support. I guess that, does that cover it for everybody?
I was going to suggest with the review by commissioner.
Oh, with
prior,
the commission review before being sent. Yes.
All right. Motion by Commissioner Ray, or second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner York. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
Just for clarification, then, just the intent then is to send this letter, sign it, and send it. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, have to draft
it.
Yeah. Well, just and we'll have a deadline as to any kind of script changes.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. First time I've ever been here, so. And thank you for reminding me why I know you. Union Station.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hope to
see you all again soon.
See, y'all do like really interesting issues.
Some contributors.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Item 5B, Historic Preservation Fund. So,
Mr. Elquist has been working on this.
Oh, right.
Kind of leading it.
Would you like to
some comments?
You don't necessarily have a lot to report. I mean, kind of handling food and I guess food and drink as we speak in that locked in. The only thing I might recommend is that if there's anybody you all want to invite, that you invite them. You know, I realistically we can hold 50 to 70 people pretty comfortably within the space. I don't know what our RSVP is right now, but it's like, you know, usually Tacoma's pretty late to RSVP to things to begin with. But it'd be nice if we could make another push. You know, we got a couple days before this exam happens. And I'd like to see some people out supporting, you know, the projects that we're awarding. I don't think there's, I mean, we'll have photos, we'll have music, we'll have drink, we'll have food, we'll have Old City Hall greeting at the door.
Good.
Yeah. So that's kind of it. It's going to be fun. Anybody have any questions?
Do you know, Tony, is Ruben working on an agenda of some sort as to, is there going to be time to make, for people to make remarks and have those people been identified and everything?
Absolutely. So what we're going to do is, 6 o'clock start time, you know, my bio was a 6:30 sort of start, we'll say a ceremony, so to speak, where I make it up and just basically introduce myself and, you know, welcome people to the store and then pass it over to, I'd probably say the chair from there, or maybe Ruben, and then I guess we can just, do the awards ceremony part of it and let people say what they need to say. And after the awards ceremony is done, then people can feel free to hang out and mingle and just leave by whenever you want to leave, I guess.
Did you say Sharon Winters would have a chance to speak?
I vaguely recall, and I stress the word vaguely, sometime in the last week or so, being copied on an email from Ruben, I believe, and Sharon was on there, that included a kind of a rough draft of an agenda.
We will have a rough draft. I mean, we have a rough draft of an agenda.
I saw Ken House at the city council meeting last night, and he said he was uncertain if he was expected to speak or not. So presumably he'll find out by next Thursday.
He will speak, because we have about 5 awards that we're giving out, and we're putting the certificates together, and all of those folks have RSVP'd.
Okay.
So I think we have about, with those people, 25 to 30 people, and I'm counting all of you so far, and please, you know, if you know people who are coming, just ask them to RSVP, and sometimes people just don't do that. I know that. So.
I think the RSVP really matters to me, again, by the 27th, so I know how much of what to buy, right? Because again, it's like, obviously, I want everybody to have a good time, and if I, you know, plan for 30 and end up with 80, we'll be kind of out of luck, so... if you could just push people that you think who are attending to RSVP, that'd be awesome, just so for a head count. And obviously we'll accommodate for, you know, influx or a lack of if it goes. So, and then if I could see whatever the agenda that I didn't see that we were just discussing at some point, so have an idea of what that looks like, that'd be awesome. But I don't remember seeing that personally, so maybe I missed it.
I'll follow up.
Yeah, thank you.
And then contributing to purchase of.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a pretty substantial amount of contributions as it is, just from 2 of our commissioners, which covers the drink side of it, and then the food aspect of it is coming from Ruben directly.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you want to contribute for more, I mean, I'm not going to say no, but in the same breath, I think we've got it covered.
Okay.
Yeah. Just from the price point and the conversation they've been having with whom.
Okay.
Just from the past, and other things that we've organized. I think things are pretty much organized.
Yeah.
And photos we're going to have, and slideshow, and food, drink, and the awardees, the recipients will be there. So if you can encourage others to come, that would be a party you don't want to miss.
Very good.
Cool.
Thanks for
taking
that on.
Absolutely. It'll be fun.
All right. Item 5C. Commissioner Ray has... proposed that we begin a discussion of a potential park rename. I was wondering if you could address the commission.
Yeah, I'll take it. I put together a little presentation for y'all to look at and kind of mull over. This is regarding Peninsula Park adjacent to the Tacoma Yacht Club and Point Defiance Park. I included a map in the back, which shows both the existing state of the park and the proposed future state of the park, mostly the open space and trails. The idea that came up when I was talking to some members of the Board of Commissioners at Metro Parks, that they would like to name this particular park for the author Frank Herbert, who wrote the book Dune, which you may or may not be familiar with as a very significant science fiction novel. Frank Herbert was born in Tacoma and lived here, I believe, at least half of his life. and it's not a very widely known fact about the city, and there really is no commemoration of him here. So we really thought it would be a fitting tribute to him, and that fact's actually further supported by the notion that the inspiration for the book Dune came from the rust and smelter and the pollution that it produced. So it would be pretty fitting to name the park for him on that slag pile there. So, so I just wanted you guys to have a chance to look this information over. Eric Hanberg from Metro Parks wrote this thoughtful article about Frank Herbert. And our thought was that if we could get a letter of support from the Landmarks Preservation Commission and the Arts Commission, that we could present that letter to the Metro Parks Board of Commissioners and get that name officially changed from Peninsula Park to Frank Herbert Park. And that would obviously wouldn't be a city action, it would be a commissioner or park board commission action. So that was all I wanted to say on that.
So I have a question. Okay. If the rust and smelter represents Dune, does that mean banana slugs or the giant worms?
I don't know. Quite possible. He actually had quite an interesting history. He was kind of an epic adventurer on the scale of like Hunter S. Thompson, just doing crazy stuff.
How time sensitive is this? Is this something that's just starting now, or is this? Do you have a timetable for getting this accomplished?
They are going to start major improvements on the park, possibly late this summer. There's some. Obviously, it's a former Superfund site, so it's covered in plastic, and there are certain restrictions for that. So I think they're going to start some planting this year, and once they start moving dirt around, it would be nice to be able to have a rename going on at the same time. So, but there's pretty much just the sooner the better.
Right. Speaking for myself, on the surface, I don't see any issue with this. However, just being presented with it and having not read through this yet,
yeah.
I'm not sure I'm personally ready to, support writing a letter right away, but
yeah.
Others may feel differently, so.
No, I wasn't expecting to request a letter at this point. I wanted you to have the information, and then we'll put it on the agenda perhaps in the future. We'll get the next meeting.
Okay, so the goal would be to have a motion at the next meeting to create a letter. Okay.
It's a lot of reading and information to go over, so. And it's not directly under our purview, so I understand that some people might want to think about it a little bit longer. So,
what would the procedure be to table this for the next meeting?
This is just for information tonight, we can bring it back to the commission the next meeting and see where your comfort level is for discussion.
Yeah.
Has anyone spoken with the Tacoma Yacht Club about it as well? Because you might be able to get a letter of support from them as well, given that they're kind of sandwiched in there by this park and might be interested in it. I know they're doing some partnerships beyond because of this area, so.
That's a good thought. No, I don't think anyone has. And I was actually going to talk to Mike Cohen at Point Rustin and see if they might have some interest too. Supporting the idea, but the Yacht Club is definitely something we should talk to.
Just as a neighbor, maybe also just so they know that it's happening.
Yeah. So thank you for taking the time to consider this and look forward to hearing your comments in the future.
Alright, so I think we've come to the end of the agenda.
I have a couple things.
Oh, okay.
just a note. That there were a couple of comments that came in and a memo regarding the totem pole. So they were right in front of you. There was something else. Also, there's a survey that the state level historic preservation plan is being updated. And if you could, you can do the survey, complete the survey online, and I am encouraging you to do that. or you can just write it in. I think there's a mailing address on it. So that's it. And
all right, before we leave, going back to Historic Preservation Month, I'd just like to thank Duke and Marshall for their help on Saturday. We had our open house tour of my place, and it went pretty well. We had a good turnout, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. It went well. And the invitation still stands for those that haven't seen it yet. Anytime you're in the neighborhood, feel free to knock on the door. I'd be glad to show you what we've done.
Oh, we'll pick you up on that. All right. All right. We're adjourned.